Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bam City, another episode right here on Dollhouse Radio. We definitely appreciate you guys for tuning in tonight, all my vamps out there. It's Monday. Oh, my gosh, the time goes by so fast. It's March, and spring is upon us. Yes, vampires, spring is upon us, and we're about to come out of our winter clothes and get into our spring clothes. I'm so excited. Because I'm tired of covering up right now. Honestly, I am. So I'm definitely excited for that. Anyways, tonight it's time to get into our topics. We have so many hot topics tonight. We're going to talk about our mini topic, Mary Magdalene. Also, we're going to have a UFO topic tonight. So I'm very excited about that. Also, we're going to go into, we're going to talk about, what else are we talking about? Oh, well, I said that I'm going to do a surprise topic, but you know what? We might not do it tonight because we put so many topics out there that sometimes we don't really have time. So I know I want to talk about so many things. So if we have time, I'll fit in our surprise on topic. Maybe I'll just make it at the end so we can have it next week, okay, which we usually do anyway here on the show. So anyways, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in my co-host. We definitely appreciate you guys for tuning in tonight. We're starting to open up the chat room because Dolls Radio has not been doing that for a long time, and we just recently started back opening up our chat room. So we definitely want to get you guys used to coming back into the chat rooms and chat with us. So if you don't want to talk on the phones, you can definitely chat in the chat room. So make sure if you want to do that, just take a few seconds, go make your Blog Talk page on blogtalkradio.com. And you can sign up real quick. It's quick and easy, less than 2 minutes. And you can come back and just go to Dollhouse Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can chat with us in the chat room, okay? So we definitely would love to have you. Or if you don't want to do it this week, and you could definitely sign up for next week and come in and chat with us. So we're going to bring in my co-host right now. I'm super excited. We're going to start our topic. We're actually going to do some news, a few news reports real quick, and then we're going to go into our mini topic, Mary Magdalene, and then we'll do our UFO topic. I'm super excited about that. So make sure you guys get your glass of wine and relax, vampires. It's time to get into Bam City. Okay, hi, James. Hi, Timer. How you guys? Hi, Cobra.
Hello. Good evening. Welcome, welcome to another edition
welcome
of
to Bam City.
Yes. Yes, another evening, another below freezing temperatures here in New York City again.
Oh, I apologize. It was like 64 degrees in Atlanta today.
Well, good night, everybody.
It was 85. It was 85 in Miami.
No, I'm really saying good night.
Wow.
Good night, everybody.
Here, we're all flexing. Yes.
Nice knowing you. No, just kidding. Of course.
Yes. James was like, what is that?
What's that? 85? What the hell? What the hell? Hopefully I see that soon.
Yes, yes.
One day.
Yes, all our vampire co-hosts are still hibernating. So I can't wait because I'm tired of hibernating, guys. I'm wearing, I don't know, I'm one of those vampires that don't know how to dress in a winter because I'm from L.A. So what I do is I'm wearing, L.A. type hot clothes, Miami type hot stuff, the one you wear in the summer. And I'm supposed to have on, I call my jackets, I think I have on a jacket, right? People from the East Coast are like, no, you don't have on a jacket. You have, that's like a sweater. Oh, my God, I had a jacket all this time. I mean, who wants a big, huge jacket? That's so ugly.
I don't even know what that is.
What's a jacket? I don't even know what a jacket is. It's so big.
I think Mr. Cobra Commander hasn't seen a jacket in a very long time.
Yeah, I
don't know.
It rains in Miami, and you don't even need to have an umbrella because the rain is hot. The rain is hot in Miami, okay?
Like I tell people all the time, we got the cleanest bums in the world. They only need a shower. It rains down here. They just break out some soap. It gets warm down here.
Bring out the Irish Spring and we set.
And we good.
I know that St. Louis got snow. And my friend was taking pictures, and I guess he went back home. He lives in L.A. now. And he was complaining about snow in St. Louis. So I know a lot of places, New York, the East Coast, some places. I know what time it is. The weather has not been that good.
Oh my God.
You know what? We are definitely happy to have some spring coming soon. Okay?
Because I'm sick and tired of playing slip and slide on the highway in my car, risking my life to get home from work. I'm tired of that shit already. I really am tired of it.
Wow.
Tired of it. I really am tired of it. I'm really pissed. I'm tired of it. And at least, can these people plow, please? All I ask is a plow. It's I swear, I think the government in this city has in cahoots with the people that work on cars.
What are you talking about, James? What is plowing? What is plowing? What are you talking about? Plowing?
Plowing. There's actual trucks, right, that have salt on them. And what they do is they have a big shovel-looking type of thing in front of their grill of their truck. And what they're supposed to do is when it snows, that's when they're supposed to do their job. But
shove all the snow to the side.
Yes. That's what's supposed to happen. But no. Not on my side of the road anyway.
Hopefully you don't have to plow too much longer because we don't want you out there plowing.
Yeah, well, I'm safer skiing home than driving home, okay? I'm just tired of it.
Wow.
Well, if you just tuned in, you tuned into the city right here on Dollhouse Radio. We definitely appreciate you guys for just being here with us. If you would like, you can call in 646-595-4038. Press 1 if you want to talk. If you do not want to talk, that's fine. You can just listen and tune in. So we're gonna move to some news real quick. Now, as you guys know, people who follow the show, we definitely have we do news now on the show, and we report things that seem a little, that in normal news, but it seems a little out of it's a little bit paranormal related in my sense. And today, I tweeted something on my Twitter about the LAPD.
Yes.
Now the reason why this paranormal for me is because before the shooting happened on the 1st of March, if you guys haven't, if you weren't watching the news lately, but 2 days ago, a homeless man in downtown Los Angeles was shot in front of many of people on the street. Basically, he was attacked by maybe over 5 police. They were beating him and chasing him at the same time. And the one police officer that was actually fighting him, he basically shot him. He was right up on him. 5 times, this man got shot. And to me, even when we talked about, you know, the other cases that happened over the summer. You know, I just kind of feel like there are a lot of evil things happening out here within this world. And it just feels to me that a lot of these evil spirits are taking, like, residence in certain people. And I just believe that. Because it just seems like the police didn't do the things they used to do. Like, just think about it. Years ago, policemen were, even though they all, you know, some people, most people didn't like the police ever, but they were still people you can feel like you could call on and trust a little bit, right? Nowadays, they are probably the last people I would call. Because you don't know if they're going to come and do something to you, and you don't know if you're going to survive. And I kind of think that it plays a big part of paranormal for me, like, because it seems like, like that day, what I saw was like these demons out there attacking this man who didn't have no gun. He had no weapons, no nothing. And what I saw was somebody trying to defend their life. They were trying to, like, they saw what happened to Mike Brown. They saw what happened to Ezell Ford. They saw, he probably knows what happened to Trayvon Martin. So, and the other guy who died in New York that they choked out in front of us.
Harry Garner.
So you have to understand that these days, you damn right I'm going to try to fight for my life because I don't know if I'm going to get up. And I saw this man, how can you be tased and beaten with a billy club and you're just going to lay there? Come on. It hurts. So how can you expect this man to stand still? He was fighting back. But I think that if it took five people to, this guy didn't look like he was a big man at all, okay? And if you can't control one guy, five cops, six cops, then you need to just quit. Because
you're in the wrong business.
He's out of control. They shot him five times. What about shooting him one time? If you had to shoot, shoot him one time. But five times, close range, you were shooting to kill. And I kind of feel that, for me, what I saw, maybe what other people didn't see, but I saw bad spirits, and I saw evil spirits, and I saw things overtaking that man that shot him and those other cops that came. It was almost like they did it on purpose because we want to make you guys mad. And I've just been feeling this way. Like, you want to stir up something and then get a reaction from the people. And maybe Mike Brown wasn't big enough to get a reaction, but even that seemed like it was just they want you to react, and they want the world to react. And because you want, if I keep killing you guys, then maybe one day all the black people are going to say, fuck it, and just, you know, just really come, like, you know, get something started. It's a war. And I feel like we're not stupid. We get what was going on. So that's why we didn't really go in with Mike Brown. That's why we really didn't go in on the Trayvon Martin. If we wanted to, it could. You know that. You see what happened in Los Angeles. But I just feel like it's like done on purpose. Like, it just feels like it's just been like in your face. Like, yeah, we'll kill your people, and who cares? And even we'll get somebody that's like you. Like the guy that killed him was black. So I've been telling you guys, don't look at color. Color has nothing to do with it. It don't matter if it was a white guy or a black guy. It has nothing to do with it. These people are possessed. They're evil spirits. Somebody who is in their right mind that don't have bad spirits on them, guess what? They have a heart, and they have love within themselves. And they're going to think and say, you know what? There's a better way I can go and not do it this way. I can maybe try to do it another way. I'm not going to kill this young man. I'm not going to kill this older homeless man. You get what I'm saying? I just don't get it. So, you know, I definitely wanted to speak on that real quick, but I want to get your guys' opinions of, like, because this just happened. So, you know, and I just felt like when I was watching it, go back, and it's hard for me to watch, and I'm not going to lie, when I watched it today, I'm not, like, a sensitive person. It takes a lot for me. But I started crying. I don't know why, but I just started crying. Because I kind of felt like that was my father. My father was out on those very streets where that man was at. My father used to live out there. My father used to be that person, not because he had to, but my father chose that life. My father didn't want no help. My father was on drugs bad, like, since I was a little girl. And he stayed out there, downtown L.A. He knew everybody. That's where he lived. He lived out there on the street. And I felt like now that my dad's recovered and he, you know, have his place and he's definitely better now. He doesn't do drugs. He's good. He's back. But I felt like I related some way because that could have been my father. And I just kind of thought, like, to myself, like, wow. They're killing homeless people. Like, you're killing people who don't even got anything. Like, really? Like, what was so bad that you had to kill that man? So, it's just I just want to see what you guys feel about that, because what I saw in the video was evil. And I saw a lot of bad spirits, and I saw spirits taking over people that didn't. Just, you know, they didn't care. They had no remorse for human life. So I want to know what you guys thought about that. If you haven't seen it, I would like you to see it. It's very hard to watch. But in a way, it's kind of like we're getting used to watching it, because it's like seeing people killed on live TV. It's kind of like you're getting used to it almost, right? And that's the cold part about it. And that's something that I would never be used to seeing, ever. I'm not going to be programmed to watch people being killed live on TV. You can't do that to me.
And that is the agenda. They don't want you to have no feeling. This is they want you to literally think, well, this is nothing to society. Forget that he's a human being. They refer to homeless people like they're trash. So they're getting rid of the trash. And if you really want to go deep with that, they start doing that when we were kids. You know why? Because when we watched Sesame Street, who was the most nastiest, demonized person was Oscar the Grouch, who lived in a garbage can. You dig what I'm saying? So the evilness, and I agree with you, India, it was evil. It really felt intentional. Because the thing about it is, when we were growing up, it was cops that we seen guys get into fight, but cops were hand-to-hand. Shooting you was their last resort. They didn't even want to do it. But it's like they've been so militarized. It goes back to what I'll say. These are beta tests. They're going to see how much they can push, how much they can push, and how much you're willing to accept before you say no. And they keep doing it over and over again. And if you notice, it always happened at the first of the month. It's always something real disastrous happens at the first week of the month.
Yep.
You know? And it's just it's to me, I watched that video, I saw it on Facebook, and it hurt my heart. And to see the anger from these people and the hurt, the literal hurt of these people just really hurt me as a human being, to see how they just treat the less of us. What happened to Christian taking care of the homeless and the fatherless and the women? All that out the door. That sense of humanity is gone.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that is the truth. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago, which unfortunately Cobra wasn't there for that one, where we talked about preachers and stuff. That would have been good. You know, they read from the book and say, oh, we practice all these things, but don't follow them. We talk the talk, but don't walk the walk. Most of these people don't, and that's the problem. And like you all say, and I totally agree, it's like a test. It's like, okay, we're going to take it another notch. Because the thing is, let's be honest, this has been going on for years, but at least back in the day, they did in the alley, or they did where no one saw it. Now they don't care. Now they're like, okay, we don't care you see us. We don't care you filming. We're showing you. Yeah, we run this. You don't run this. We run this. And we don't care. And the problem is that most of these people that wear these uniforms, they're just military-minded. Like Cobra was saying, there's no feeling. And if they have, and God forbid they're having a bad day. Having a bad day, they're going to take it out on you. And
I want to know, James, who are they protecting? It says protect and
not
serve.
Us.
I want to know who they're protecting. Because it's not
the
us.
The thing about it is, their job is not to protect. A lot of people don't know the statute of what a police job is. Their job is to uphold the law. They don't have to protect you at all.
Yeah.
Their job is to enforce and uphold the law. They put protective service on their side of their car, but that's not their job. The thing about it is, James can attest to this, we both was in the military.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, that state of mind of the five shots, that's military all day. You shoot till that person stop moving.
Yep.
That's where we were trained.
Yep.
You don't have no emotion. You don't think about it.
You
shoot till they stop moving.
You do.
And the phrase was, you shoot them and we let God sort through them. They programmed you through. They programmed that through your mind.
You know what they are?
And that's what you've seen.
You know what they are, Cobra?
Mm-hmm.
Human Terminators.
Yep.
Human Terminators. Wow, that's a good one.
That's what they are.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What do you
Except
think,
Simon?
No what are your thoughts on it?
Oh, is Simon there?
I ain't heard from
Simon?
Him.
Simon?
Yeah, he's on the board, but I don't know. He's not there. That's weird.
My bad.
Oh,
I'm sitting up here talking. Yeah, I was on mute. Okay. What's up, y'all?
What's up, man?
I was never thinking was more. Is my mic working? Is my mic
Glad
working?
You can join us. Okay, let's go.
So
we
I mean,
you,
it's really heartbreaking. You know, I watched the video several times over, and I mean, how much strength could one man do with 6 to 8 cops on him? You know, he reaching for my gun, but there's 6 to 8 other cops around him, so how could he even get the gun? And they're trained to protect their gun to make sure no one does snatch it out their holster. So I myself feel like it was intentional, and just like you said, to shoot in broad daylight in front of all those people it's terrible. It's like, you know, they, like you said, who are they protecting? They're protecting themselves, because they feel like they're at war with us, and we don't even know they're at war with us, but we do know. Yeah,
there it is.
So it's really a crazy situation, and like you said, they want a reaction. They know it's a lot of guns on the street. It's kind of like they're telling us, go ahead and get yours, and we're out here, and you know, we got some of yours too with us, you know. So
it's
a crazy situation.
Yeah.
But also, I want to correct something. India, you said it was the cop that was fighting him?
No, the guy hit the homeless guy, swung on the cop, and the black cop started fighting with him. That's when they fell on the ground. They started fighting.
But it wasn't the black cop that shot him. It was the white cop next to him that shot him.
No,
they just showed it on TV.
Shot him. The black cop shot him. Yes.
No.
They
paused it.
The black
they
cop is the one
was...
that was on top of him, and he said, "Stop going for my gun. Stop going for my gun."
He's the one who shot him.
Get your hands out my pocket.
After he shot him, the people, the witness saw him. The witness said that he's the one. They saw him shoot him. The witness saw and on the video was like, that's the one who shot him right there, the black one.
Well, the thing about it, the propaganda machine are saying the white cop next to him. They freezing it on TV.
Yeah,
they're showing it to constantly on TV.
That sounds better. Because it sounds better. That's not what happened.
Exactly.
If you say the white guy shoot him, then it's like, oh, we're going to protest because it's a white guy. No, you protest because whoever shot him should not shot him. I don't care if he was black, Mexican, African, whoever, Chinese.
Oh.
Wrong is wrong.
Yeah.
That's it. But,
exactly.
But you know how people are. Oh, a white guy shot him, so we're going to march to the streets. Like, come on now. Like, really? No.
And that's what they want. That's what they want.
Right.
That's that propaganda. That's that machine.
Yep,
That's the reaction they want.
That's that crap.
I'm going to tell you something.
I'm tired of marching. I'm tired of marching. And I don't march.
Thank you. Repeat that, please.
Guess what?
Amen.
We have marched with Trayvon Martin. We have marched with Martin Luther King, and we have marched with a lot of others who passed on. And from my understanding, marching is not helping, okay? So what I think is what we need to start doing is educating. We need to re-educate our people. And when you re-educate, because see, marching, you can sit out there and march all day and come up with dances and come up with little rhymes to say, but that's not educating. Educate your kids when they're young, that teach them that what this world is. You get what I'm saying? We need to educate ourselves. We need to know our rights as a citizen. You need to know certain things. You know, we just don't know. They take advantage because you don't know. And when you don't know, it's a problem. It's a problem.
And
we
use
need
that
to tighten
against
up
you.
As black people, not to separate us. But brown and black people, we need to tighten up our cultures. We need to tighten up. because it's like we're being extinct. We're extinct. We're going to be extinct in a minute. They're not going to sell.
Yeah,
we're expendable. We're expendable.
Let's be 100.
Exactly.
We're expendable.
So
we are expendable.
So what I want to say, we're going to leave this topic because this is a paranormal show. But I had to bring this up because it's what I saw in that video today was pure evil. In my eyes, I saw demons. And I saw demons within these cops that, especially the one who killed them, I saw that it was not good. And I felt it was just like it was on purpose. I felt that. And it was like, watch, and if you keep watching, this could be you next, not to the world. That's what I felt. Like, look, this example, Mike Brown was example, Trayvon Martin was example, and it could be you next.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay? So that's just my opinion. That's my opinion. I'm allowed to have it.
Of course.
And I'm not going to change my opinion. I'm not going to apologize for my opinion. It's my opinion.
And by the way, everybody knowing I'm working in chat room, we had good feedback on this. We got Chris 1413 saying about this. The problem is that more and more people are being born with no ego or spiritual center. That vacuum is being filled with non-human spiritual beings that are inimical to human process.
Yes.
Possessed is an accurate word for it. Respect for human life does not exist for the beings who are working through modern society.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
Perfectly said. Perfectly said.
Yes, Chris. Yes. That was perfectly said. Shout out to Chris. I'm so happy that people are seeing other people than just us are realizing what's going on. And that's the purpose of this show, that we need to wake up, and we need to, like, wake up. It's past paranormal. This stuff is going on in front of our eyes now. This is no longer a TV show. This is no longer a reality show. This is real. This is something that's unscripted, that's happening in front of us, and it's now coming into your neighborhood. It could be you next. So we need to really figure out what we're going to do, and guess what? Marching is not going to help. Trust me.
Nope.
Okay? March all day if you want to.
I got something to say. I have something that was paranormal down here that they was talking about on the news. You know that movie, The Lazarus Effect? About a woman being possessed and brought...
Yes.
They just
had
some real strange thing happen at several movie theaters down here.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, people coming out with scratches on their arms and on their back.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
From completing this movie. And they said, as one paranormal individual I heard online said, this is the epitome of demonic on a screen. They showing it. It's just pure, just demonic. They said several people came out of there. One woman had a stroke. Going to see it and had a stroke down here, and they say they have taken two theaters down here, have taken the movie out of the theater.
Yes, and we have to understand when you're doing that's why when I mentioned before certain movies I don't watch because remember I was talking about, you guys know vampires, I love some of my vampire movies. But it's certain movies that I guess I'm a sensitive where I can pick up on stuff, but certain movies I cannot watch because instantly I start feeling sick. The Twilight series, I can never get through the whole, I never even got through the first one because every time I would try, and I tried several times, cannot get through the movie because I start feeling sick. So we have to understand that it's more than just you. Most people go and watch these horror films thinking that, oh, it's fun. Trust me, this is not your horror movie that you used to make like Jason and Freddy Krueger. These are real horror movies, meaning demons are coming out now. They're coming out of the damn screen. And things are, oh, my gosh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to go down that rabbit hole. But we need to start picking and choosing what we allow in our house and what we allow to have our kids to go see. Trust me.
Exactly.
Because you can't see what we can see, but what I see is when I saw The Lazarus Effect, I said to myself, I would never go see that because I know what it is. And I know that it's more than what you think it is. It's not just a movie, sweetie.
Mm-mm.
Go ahead and think that it's just a movie, but it's not.
You You was on the same thing. I couldn't even have it on in my, even the previews in my house, I had to turn off. It's just something rubbed me wrong. It just, it was terrible. Everything about it was terrible. I can't even let the preview, if I see the previews, I turn it off. I'm like, no, can't do it.
When you think about, let's go back to the Poltergeist movie. Remember the Poltergeist movie? Half of the cast died.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Half of the cast died.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you think that it's nothing demonic within that, then you are so stupid. Okay? Because that type of thing, you're basically you're basically asking certain things to come out. And when you're doing these type of movies, like me, I even said, like, you know, as an actress, I don't want to do any type of, like, I would never want to play in movies. I don't care. I'm not into movies like that. Like, even though I'll watch certain, I love gore movies, but trust me, I know the ones to stay away from. There's certain ones I would never watch. There's certain ones, and not that I'm scared, because I'm not scared, but it's the point that I know what it is. So I'm not going to, I don't bring certain stuff in my house. Like, I do certain, well, should I go down that road, you guys? I don't know if I should go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is our real city. But, because we're here to educate you guys. But, like, certain stuff on my TV that might come on, you know, the little haunting shows and some of the paranormal shows? What I noticed at one time, if I, like, leave it on, I used to go to sleep to that type of stuff. I'll go to sleep and it'll be on. I'll be watching it and you know, they have a marathon or something. I'll go to sleep to that type of stuff. I'm not scared. But what I notice is the more I watch it, things start happening. That's when the activity in my house starts happening, when I allow stuff like that to happen. And it's weird. So what I have to do sometimes, I have to make sure, like, one, I don't watch a lot of it no more. But what I do is I make sure that I, you know, do something with my TV where I bless it to make sure that nothing comes through. Because I don't want that in my house. Do you get what I'm saying? Because we have to realize the spiritual world is very real. And if you don't think so, then you're stupid again.
Yeah.
So.
And it's like, it's ironic you said Poltergeist. It's just like the cast of Hellraiser.
Yep.
90% of them died.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
90% of them died from that.
Yes. Yes.
You know, the cast of Children of the Corn, 90% of them died. So you that's not ironic. That's not ironic here.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And it's like with India. I'm that same way. I'm extra sensitive, and when it comes to paranormal and spiritual things, and it's just certain things I could not allow in my house. When my son started getting into comic books, like comic book Spawn, the Constantine comic books, I wouldn't allow them in the house because it had a really dark spiritual overtones. You have to watch with your children. They just ain't cartoons, you know. It's dark spiritual overtone to that, and I had to take that out my house, literally.
Yeah. Yep. Right. I remember one time when I was doing a cleansing of my house, and I noticed that it was certain things in my house, and, you know, I know that you have to do certain things to cleanse it, and I start taking stuff out. That it was there, and I said, "This is why. Why is this happening?" And I knew it went to the. I went to exactly why, because when you keep certain stuff, and I don't want to say it on air because I don't want people to get offended, but certain stuff was in my house, and I basically said, "I'm gonna take it out." Do you know when I was gonna take it out? It was at the door. It felt like I was being attacked even stronger because it knew that if it left. That it was gone.
Yep.
And it started, something started attacking me, like where I was like, I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to speak on it, but I felt attacked. And where I was like, you know, I feel like I'm hyperventilating. And like, it was just, it was almost like as if, let me just go put it back so it can stop. And we have to realize that the spirit world is very active, bad and good, dark and light. And,
exactly.
You know, you have to be aware of
very
what you
real.
Let into your house. Because when you're watching these movies, there's a movie called, what's the one, The Devil, Due Date, or whatever it's called. All those movies, like, I didn't watch none of them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch none of them. None of them.
Unborn. Unborn.
Yes.
That was one. Unborn.
I didn't watch none of them. Now, you put Underworld, the vampire movies, Interview with a Vampire, stuff like that all day. I could watch that. But anything that goes even darker, I'm done. Like, I'm just like, nope, it's not coming in my house. Don't think so. Because I'm telling you guys, like, and today I was sitting there, I was in my living room, and the Haunting TV show came on. And I said, oh, no, because I'm telling you guys, like, stuff, things happen, and you're allowing. You, by you watching it, sometimes you allow. It's like giving your permission, because we have to understand. And we'll talk about this. That's a good topic for next week. You want to be careful what you allow in your house. Because when you, it's like a vampire. When they can't come into your house, you got to ask for permission.
Invite them in.
Sometimes these spirits, they have to be invited. And you're inviting it by turning your damn TV on, watching it, and being scared and laughing and all that stuff. You guys are allowing these things to come into your house. You're just opening your house up. So,
like my grandma, like my grandmother's used to say, if you watching it can watch you.
Okay.
It's like that. I remember watching Xena back in the day. Remember when Xena fought the devil and that episode of Devil's Implant? It was some eerie about the devil, the devil that was in that movie. I mean, and that episode was just, it had a funny feeling, you know what I'm saying? Even to this day, thinking about it, I haven't seen that episode, but I used to love Xena, you know, but that episode right there just was, it was just someone right about it, you know?
Yeah, I love this for different reasons.
I used to be a fan of, remember Friday the 13th, the TV show?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Something dark about that made me stop watching that. And I was like, something that ain't brother like. Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. Tales on the Dark Side. Those things were just, it was real.
Dark
just,
Side. Same.
Yeah.
Yep.
That theme music was a,
You ain't got to go there.
I know.
I used to watch all that stuff. I used to be a fan of all those movies, all those TV shows. I will watch them all. Like, I'll be up to 6 in the morning. My mom is like, why are you still up? I'm watching The Twilight Zone. I watched all that stuff because I liked horror. But it's now, to me, horror is a different horror. It's not the horror that I used to watch. It's more demonic. It's more demonic now.
It's
not the same.
Yeah. And see, and also, you were like me, India. We were attracted. And it was attracted. I was the same way, a fan, and it was attracted to us because, again, that spiritual inside of us.
Right.
We were attracted to those things because it was spiritually had that overtone over it. And I was too, until I started to mature and learn differently and learn that, okay, this ain't right. There's a good and a bad to this.
That's light. Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But today, I would say all day, today, literally demons are producing horror. Literally. In my mind, that's the way I feel. Demons are producing horror.
It's like they're basically the directors
writing
now.
The script. They write the script.
Yeah. They're the new Stephen King.
I
really think that, you know, I told you guys, remember we talked about it before, and I don't know if it's some things we talk about, remember my cast members, we talk about so much stuff off air that I get it mixed up if we talked about it on air. So please forgive me for that.
Yeah.
Right. But I think we had a conversation about a certain date. It just seems like it was like a boatload of demons just dropped off on the earth like last year. Where it just seems like the activity has picked up so much where it seems like so many people are possessed. So many people are taken over. And I think it's really something people need to be aware of.
Prepare themselves for.
We're out of
I just read an article today that's ironic you said that about last year. They just did a census. Last year, around that time, what you were saying, what you mentioned that conversation, Pete, they just had a census that almost 39 to 45% of people are walking away from churches saying there's no God. There's all of a sudden this movement of people walking away from churches all of a sudden, just walking away. And so that's like around the same time you said last year this happened. Yes. Guess what? A lot of people are turning away from God. And the article said, "Can America become a godless country?"
Yeah.
Wow,
that's deep. That's deep.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this: they can be whatever they want, but the hell line is gonna be a long line. The hell line is gonna be long. It's gonna be a long line. trust me. And I kind of feel that people are today are so naive that one thing can throw them off. They could believe something for years, and then one person come in their life and throw them off, and then they just follow.
Yep.
And I think we have more followers than leaders these days, and we need to
stop that.
That's why it goes back to being educated. When you know your history, when you know the book, when you know the Bible, when you know what's really going on, because sometimes you don't even need to read to know what's going on, just be turn your senses on. And everybody's senses are off to me. Whereas you can't see what I see, I look at people and be like, you can't see that? You can't see that? It'll take a psychic to see what I'm seeing.
That's
like, it's a lot of demonic activity going on right now. And if people don't see that, then y'all are lost, and you're going to be lost. That's it. Ain't no help.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to wake up. And if you don't want to wake up, guess what? Nobody can wake you up. You have to wake yourself up. And if you don't want to wake up, then I can't make you. And you will never see. You will just follow the rest. Just keep following the sheep. The sheep follow each other, right?
There it is.
Just
go
ahead and follow.
There it is.
I'm not a sheep. I'm not a sheep. I will never be a sheep. When I die, I won't be a sheep. I'm going to always stand over there, away from everybody else, in my all red or my all whatever. I'm going to have a different color by everybody else in black and white. Because I would never be something that other people want me to be. I'm going to always be different because I know what's going on. And I know my past
members
are the same way.
That's the plan for them.
But that's the programming. That's the program. That's what they want. That's why most people are so easily to lead. That's why most people are so easily to naive. It's like what you said before. Too many people are looking into their cell phones and not using their mind. So they're becoming more simple. And when you have more simple people, they're easier to lead.
Yep.
And that's what's happening.
That's right. That's
what's happening.
They're not using them for the right reasons. Like they said, they don't use Google for things they should use it for, like learn something new, learn history, you know, your own history or whatever have you. They're looking into, you know, what's going on in gossip, you know, whatever.
Right. And that's another thing. You're so worried about what's going on in Will Smith's life and such and such life that you don't even see what's going on in your own life, that your child is thinking about killing themselves, and then you find them dead somewhere because you're so worried about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. So we have to we got to stop being so in tune with the TV. You got to be in tune with your real life.
Yeah.
Get in tune with your children. Right, it's a distraction.
That's the key.
And so many idiots are distracted. I'm sorry to call them idiots, but they are. So many of these humans are distracted. And it's so funny because I feel like the human species is the most predictable. Like, it's so, like, you can just tell what they're going to do. Like, it's easy. I can predict them. That you know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They're going to do this, they're going to do that because they're predictable, and they're so easy to persuade, and they're easy to convince, trust me. And I just think that, come on, guys, you're better than that. If you knew how powerful you are, you really are, you wouldn't probably do half the things you do.
Exactly.
You wouldn't be how you are, and we need to wake up. Need to wake up. Wake up.
Exactly.
Hello. Time.
Hello.
Y'all
got to
be. Y'all have to be the wolves. That's what I'm thinking. A lot of people don't understand that. You know, I'm going to say this. You always bring this movie up, and I love this movie, which is Underworld.
Yep.
The premise of Underworld is that the people who were considered oppressed knew what it was. They knew how it was going to go down. They knew who the people were, so they fought back. The wolves became the hunter rather than slaves to the vampires. That's what. But the thing about it is, here, let's put it in the modern setting. The vampires are the powers that be, and these are sheep. They're not even wolves; they're sheep. And there's certain wolves that they want to oppress because they don't want you to know what's going on. And we're not going to go down that rabbit hole because I can go deeper than that. But the thing about it is, you have to learn to be. You have to wake up and be wolves. Because if you don't wake up, be wolves, guess what? Before you wake up, you know you'd be in that line getting slaughtered with the rest of the sheep.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. By the way, Chris is on a roll here in the chat room.
Chris.
Chris is awesome. By the way, first of all, he loves your passion, by the way. First of all.
Thank you.
And he also says, what we call demonic beings are, for the most part, spiritual beings who have chosen not to move on in spiritual progress. They are retarded beings who remain at the stage they should have moved on and out of. Thus, they are evil. And their effects upon humanity. The ones you are discussing are attempting to pull mankind deeper into matter and eventually mechanize humanity to eliminate this spirit completely. They are anti-human.
Wow.
Thoughts are of the spirit. What are we doing with our thoughts? We transform them into digital information on the global web. Thoughts are being mechanized. This is a dangerous trend. Spirit is being sent into machines. Human thoughts, which are spiritual in nature, are being driven deeper and deeper into matter.
Yes.
Wow. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, 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 yes.
You might need a show here on Dog.
No, but I'm happy that we got people who think. We got people. That was the whole purpose of this show. We
I
wanted
told them
the
exactly.
Right. We wanted
exactly.
to attract the thinkers because those are the people who are awake. And those are the people who know what's going on, and they're the people we wanted our messages to go out to, you know. I'm not the people who are like, why are you doing that type of show? You don't need to do that type of show. Why don't you stick to the gossip? You know, that's great, but guess what? That does nothing for me. It's great for me to talk about other people. I love talking about other people, trust me. But I get more fulfillment out of educating others. Who,
well, of course.
You know, you hear what I'm saying? So.
Okay.
So it is what it is. Let me see. Let's move on. And I just want to, like, say thank you guys to everybody who listened to the show, who listened to all of our other shows. We definitely appreciate you because without you guys listening, we don't have no shows, okay? So I definitely love you guys and appreciate you guys for tuning in. So we're going to move on. Because we got our UFO topic coming up. How long we got, guys, running the board? How long we got?
Well, the timer can say it. The timer's running the board. I can say it, but the timer.
Hey, I mean, either or. It's 41 minutes. A little more than 40 more minutes.
20 minutes? Okay, so we need to... What we're going to try to do is just... 41. Okay, oh, I thought you said 21. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we got to move. We got to move, you guys. Okay, so we're going to go... our mini topic, I want to speak on Mary Magdalene real quick.
Yes.
Because we spoke on her last week a little bit, and we're going to move on to our UFO topic. Mary Magdalene, I want to ask my co-host, because we did speak on her, and we did identify who she was. And I just want to say, like, speaking from a woman's point of view, I said last week I feel that Mary Magdalene was one of the first women. She put the women on. In the Bible, because she basically was like that down woman. Just to break it down for you guys, she stood by Jesus when everybody else left him and they fled because they were scared. She was with him from the beginning to the end. She was with him for the crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
She was by his side when he died.
Yep.
And when he resurrected. She was there too. So
first
I just
to
want to kind of like just put that out there, and I like to say she was an apostle because she was one of those people that, you know, she was by his side, and all the other ones, everybody else wasn't there. Okay.
The hills.
So I just want to put that out there that, you know, and in regards to the prostitution thing, when you research deeper into that, some people get stuff in the Bible twisted. And I don't want to say that she was a prostitute because it says in the Bible that he did cast out 7 demons of her. But it also doesn't really go full in detail that she was personally a prostitute. I feel that also if you read deeper, we don't know if it was an illness she had or something else. But I feel that, like, I don't want to put that, and I said that last week, I don't want to say that she was a prostitute because I don't know that for sure. So until I confirm that and know that for sure, I don't want to say that. I know that beyond if she was or not, it's not important. What's important that she was somebody that was very important in the Bible. And she basically was there with Jesus from the end to the beginning to the end. So just put that out there. That's my little bit on Mary Magdalene. And, you know, just representing the women, she was strong. And, you know, so definitely. What do my co-hosts have to say? What do you guys have to say about Mary?
Well, from my research, from my research itself, I had to find out because I went a little bit deeper in aspect of the aspect was she's a prostitute. Well, actually, she was possessed, and because she left her husband and resided, that was an act mm-hmm. of prostrating herself to someone else. It wasn't
right.
that she was a prostitute. She left her husband
right.
to be with someone else. And so
right.
that was them. That, and back then, it was the only way you could really kind of crucify a chick or crucify a woman if she was unfaithful. Adultery was death. And so that's
yeah.
why they
yeah.
used it
mm-hmm.
as a form of prostitution upon her head. And that's why Jesus
right.
intervened, because he knew the whole story. And so another thing is, I refer to her as apostle because when she was the first one to see Jesus, and she was the one that went and told the other one, hey,
yeah.
Jesus is
mm-hmm.
up and at it. Y'all
Be
need
back.
To come. So she was the first one to really start preaching the good news about his return. So the thing about it is, really, the only thing what you said, India, is really true. She was that chick that she was going down. We going down together. We no matter what happened, she did not care. She was going to be there 100%. And also going into like Da Vinci and all that, they say it was an act of love, and they had a relationship that was known to be kissing each other. And so that's why they get the aspect that she was his wife, literally. And if you notice that amount of love she had, that is the dedication of a wife going all the way to the end. So the thing about it is, she was. Why she became a saint? Because she Jesus literally illustrated the church on her back of Mary Magdalene, or what the church would be like Mary. That's where that's how she became a saint, and that's what she was known for, as the patron saint of the church.
Right.
Yeah, that's absolutely well said. Because whether you know they had a kid together or not. The lovers or not, the bottom line, she was ride or die. She was basically a woman that every man would want. As far as the way she acted, like no matter what, she was gonna be by his side, and it actually is very touching. I mean, to me, when I really looked into it more, to me, it's like wow, you know, that's real love to me. That's like real passion, real having that faith in a person, and no matter what
mm-hmm.
happens, because look at everybody, all those apostles and everybody was like, well, later, Jesus, I'll see you later, you know, I don't want to get myself in trouble that I'm already in, you know, and, you know, that wasn't cool.
It was just so many acts of love there. That's what really made me love her.
Yes.
You know, even when she cried and washed his feet, that was just a really act of love.
My bad,
you know,
about
so,
that. Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean... Yeah, I learned a lot in my research of Mary Magdalene. Mary actually means wise woman or lady. She was born in a non-existent village west of the shore of the Sea of Galilee,
mm-hmm.
and the town was called Magdala, if I'm not mistaken. So she was also known as Mary Magdala. As we know, Jesus cast it, from understanding, seven demons out of her, which kind of they said that Mary Magdalene is the embodiment of Christian devotion because of her loyalty that she placed within the faith of Jesus and his word. So in a sense, the reason why they say Christian devotion is it is repentance. So, you know, since she kind of paid the way for repentance to be forgiven for sins, she went from a lot of things. She was a very noble woman. She went from a civil to a mystic to a celibate nun to a passive LP to a feminist icon to a minor of divinely secret destiny. From what I've read, you know, and as we all know, she was the closest to Jesus because she was completely loyal when all this other disciples didn't believe when he spoke of his death, and, you know, they didn't want to believe it. She believed in all, you know, everything he said. Which shows that she's so powerful. All four Gospels, which is Mark, Luke, Matthew, and John, the books of Mark, Luke, Matthew, and John, speak of Mary Magdalene as faithful to the end. As you guys said, she was there from thick to thin, from, you know, Jesus' ministry from Galilee to Gadoria. Did I say the name right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what I've learned, they said because she was the first to see Jesus when he resurrected, she is called an apostle of apostles, and, you know, Jesus
when he risen, he told her to go and tell. So, you know, she, as you said, Copeland, as we all know, she was the first to spread of the good word of the miracle of the resurrection of Jesus. So, I mean, she's a very powerful woman. She kind of she changed the game where women were concerned and viewed as pretty much equals as far as how, you know, a woman's word was not good enough towards a man's word back in those days. So she's a powerful woman. I mean, I learned a lot within my research of her. So I just found it quite intriguing, you know, as I said before, it was like the love of a wife. She never abandoned him from day one, devotion, you know.
To
well,
me,
that's
to
our wrap up on Mary Magdalene of Magdala. We definitely wanted to talk about her really quick on Banff City because I thought it was important. We're going to move to our UFO topic. Now, this is our main topic of the night, so we're going to move to this topic. I'm super excited. I want to kind of go in with this topic, so we're going to kind of spread it out. I want to talk about UFOs. We'll talk about aliens. Are there different type of aliens? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. So let's take a quick break. So get you guys, get yourself situated. Get ready for this topic. Stay in the chat room, you guys. I want to hear from you guys. Call in. We want to hear from you guys. 646-595-4038. We'll take a quick break right now, and we'll come back with our UFO topic. Do not go anywhere. Banff City, Dollhouse Radio.
But I know you miss the old me. Boy, I have so much to offer now.
Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to Carla Page, Supernova.
Yes.
You heard it first right here on Dollhouse Radio, Fast City. We would like to go right into our topic because we don't want to waste time. We definitely want to just have enough time to talk about the UFO topic because it's such a big topic. Now, I want to ask all my co-hosts, we're going to take a deep breath. We're going to breathe. And we just want to relax our minds, and we want to think of the right things to say. So that's what I want to do with this topic. We want to just, like, I want you guys, because when people talk about UFOs, most people are just like, I don't want to talk about it. Or, you know what, I don't believe in aliens, and, you know. I want you guys to be open. So if you don't believe in it, then I want to hear your opinion. If you believe in it, then I want to hear your opinion. So we want to keep it open. You know, you don't have to go along with what I say. We all have different opinions here. So I want to hear from you guys. So we're going to start it. UFOs, as we know, unidentified foreign objects, okay, which have been identified to me because we know that they exist. So it's not like it's something unidentified. In my book, it's been identified. We just don't know. It's unidentified flying objects. Sorry, I said foreign objects. I meant flying. They have been identified. We just don't know which one of them they are. Because I think when people think of UFOs, they put them in one category. They think that aliens, it's all one thing. It's just like one alien. And it's just one little race of aliens and, you know, oh, yeah, they in the spaceship. I think that that's something else in another topic where people, you know, you just need to go do your own research and educate yourself on that topic because I think that there's so much stuff out there that you really need to read up because it's crazy. Now, I'm going to let y'all know, I've never been into the UFO thing. Like, honestly, it's never been on my radar. Like, I know it exists. But it's never been on my radar. My mother has been, like, when I was growing up, she would watch anything that's UFO. My mom was stuck to the TV. So that's how I knew about UFOs because my mother was, like how me with paranormal, my mother was, like, UFO. I don't know why, but she always had to watch stuff like that. She loved it. And I would see her watching. I'm just like, oh, this alien stuff again. You know? But I never doubted it. I knew they existed because if we think we're the only things in this universe, we're crazy. Like, come on, right? Right, guys?
Right.
The unidentified flying objects in the sky are identified now. We just don't know what race they are, okay? So I like people to stop saying UFOs because they're identified. We just need to identify who they are. Now, that's it, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to start with you, James.
Okay.
UFOs, do you believe in UFOs? Do you believe in these identified flying objects? Because they're not unidentified.
It should be IFOs, identified flying objects.
Right.
Yes, I do believe in them because there's too many, I mean, come on, there's so many different galaxies. I mean, it's not we're not the only one out there, you know, flowing around in space. There's thousands upon thousands, if not even millions of different galaxies that we don't even know about that exist. I mean, who's to say as of right now, as we speak, there's another world where it's, maybe they look like us or look like someone else, but there's definitely different type of living creatures in other parts of the universes around. There's no way it's just us here.
No, they're right here.
Yeah, and that alone, exactly, because certain things that, you know, you can't fully explain certain things that have happened on this earth with certain things you see that you say, I don't know if that's human that actually did that, like certain landmarks and, you know, like certain things in the cornfield and other things, that, you know, like certain things that were built that, well, how the hell they did that, especially thousands upon thousands of years ago. I don't know. There's certain things that just make you question. Well, people who have brains like us think of have question. Like, okay, it's just, I don't know. It just, there's too many things to me that tells me otherwise. That, oh yeah, we're the only ones. We're the all high and mighty, and there's nothing else that exists beyond here. And I think that's foolish. I really do.
Yeah, I think that we need to, when, like I said, I would like my listeners to go and research the topic more, find out who are the, what we have identified them. Now you need to identify who they are, because there are so many alien races out there that most people just kind of think that they're just one, and it's just kind of weird, because it's not. It's so many different races of aliens that and most people nowadays, like, they like to say, well, oh, well, how do you know that? Because when you're somebody who's like, and I think that we're all, and I always say this, guys, it's nothing special about me. It's nothing special about any of us on the show that are spiritually in tune. It's when you realize that all humans are equipped with this spiritual gift, because we all have the same thing. You guys can be just the same way as us. I'm just more spiritual in tune. And my co-hosts, we're more spiritual in tune, because we're open to that. So when you're open, you feel and see things that other people can't see and feel. So it's like, I know when I see things maybe that somebody else can't. So I know certain stuff, or you get what I'm saying? I think some people are just so tuned out. So you don't believe a lot of stuff. So if I gave you, oh, this species over here, you'd be like looking at me like, are you serious? So it's like one of those conversations that you don't even have, because people are so close-minded. So they really believe they're the only people on this, in this universe. Like, honestly, that's so stupid to me. But anyways.
What's funny is that, did you see what I text you earlier about some news story about some archaeologists? They found, like, these skulls. And the DNA analysis prove that they weren't human, and they look weird, like the skulls. Like, they almost look like Alien, you know, like the movie Alien almost looks like that. It does.
But
like,
see, that's the thing is, when you're looking at aliens, are you, like, when you're talking about aliens and different races, they all don't look like what you see on the movies. Some are like the ones you see on the movies. Then you have some who are like you and me, where they look like people. And they look like people. They're humanoid people. And they look a little different if you could just look at some people. Have you ever seen somebody just like, they look a little different? So, but you have, like, Andromeda. What are the Andromedans? You have the Andromedans. The Andromedans look like regular people. They can pass you up and you would know, maybe they're a little taller and brighter, but they look like regular people. And I think that a lot of these races and aliens are, like, people who are in tune, they're talking to some of these people now. They're in touch. Remember, like, when abductions, you used to hear about abductions all the time? And I think I said
that
before, that you don't hear about people being abducted no more. Because I think that the things that were doing abduction were a certain type of race of aliens, which probably was the Greys. They're probably, whatever experience meant they were doing, they're not doing no more. I don't know why, but it just seems like it's not happening. But it seems to me that some of these other races seem to be a lot like us, and some of them are dark and some of them are light. It's weird because they're not all alike. So I want people to understand that they're not all the same. Some of them are different. Some of them are like us. Some of them are not like us. Some of them just have no feelings, no heart, no nothing. And then some of them want humanity to be better. And they do try to look over and make sure we don't destroy each other. You get what I'm saying? So I want to ask Cobra, what are your thoughts about just aliens or UFOs? What are your thoughts about it?
First and foremost, I'm a true believer, because I have a problem with people. You can believe in God, something you can't see, touch, or heard about, but you can't believe in aliens. That's kind of bewildering me a little bit. That's
right.
Number two is, it's to me, I'm on James' thought of mine. If you notice, in the last 20 or 30 years, our technology has making fast jumps ahead. We jumped so big. And I saw a video researching this about a guy who worked for Area 51. I don't know if you all had the chance to see it, where he said he took some alien tech and started a company called Motorola.
Oh.
He literally said this, and this was his son. His son said, my dad did this and started a company called Motorola. So the thing about it is our technology has taken such bounds and leaps that we can't go from barely having spectrovision and cable to big old block phones to cell phones as almost computers in just a couple years. I feel like something is progressing that. And so I believe, like you said, these aliens are living among us in position of inventors and laboratories and progressing things.
When you say that, Copra, I think if somebody is helping us with the technology, I think they would have thought that humans would be a little smarter and be more advanced. So they're kind of stepping in and saying, look, you're kind of behind. Because honestly, I think we're behind. And I think they're kind of speeding it up for us because we're not as smart as we thought we were. Because I think we should have been flying by now in our cars. Technology is not as fast as it should be. It could be faster.
Because if you think like the movie Back to the Future 2015, we're supposed to be having flying cars right now.
That's what I'm saying. I think we're behind.
I think sometime as the human race we'd like to think we're all omnipotent and we're the best thing cracking, and I believe and I say it and y'all may disagree, I believe in the scale of the universe we are the retarded kids and they try to get up to par to get to the level where hey, come on up here where we at so you can understand what we can do for you. And literally and that's how it is. I really believe that. So I'm a true believer.
Timer, I want to ask Timer, why do you think that, say, certain people, if you want to say the government or whatever, why do you think they don't want UFOs or aliens to, like, they want to keep it a secret and they think that we're stupid and that we will be like, oh, it don't exist. Why do you think it's, like, are they protecting us because in our best interest, most people will panic? And I think that's what my thing is. I think that they think that most people will panic. Do you think that's the thing, why they don't really let it out, that they think people are going to be scared, or what do you think?
Of course, and as well, they might be willing to sacrifice us all to get away on a spaceship to a land like, a world like ours. It's crazy. Anything's possible out here. I mean, I think we've all have seen UFO-like objects in the sky a time or two that kind of fascinate you, where you kind of got to wipe your eyes and triple check it at times just to make sure you did see what you think, you know. I've read quite a few stories that really blow my mind for the simple fact that regardless of people telling us of what they've seen with their own two eyes, they're still somewhere in there throwing a wrench as if, you know, they're crazy and this it can't be possible. It's the discredit of it all, but you know, they turn us away and as I said before, you know, I think we're at a time right now where we're very distracted on what's going on around us, especially with the spiritual warfare that's going on. So
have you noticed the increase of like the alien movies, not just demonic movies. Mm-hmm. You have an increase of alien movies, right?
Yes.
I don't really get into the alien movies. You know, so they don't.
I love them too. I do. I ain't gonna lie. It's the Going to Weaver. Oh yeah.
What we said about the demonic, isn't the same that you're almost, when you start to show somebody something so much, are you preparing for something that we don't know about? That's what I'm more like. My senses are like, is it you're preparing something because you get somebody, like you put in their face to get them like used to something? Like, is that what's going on? Because that's what I don't know. But I'm just asking because it's like, is it like the demonic thing? Or if you get people sensitive to see killings every day, then after you see somebody being killed, it's nothing because you see it every day. You've seen it so much that you're insensitive
like
to any
phone.
Right.
You know, it's like the cell phone when everybody, there were times where I remember I used to say, man, I'm not getting no cell phone. I'm not home. Then it's not missing somebody getting in contact with me. Now I can't go without it. It appears. So,
because you have to, they made it where you have to. Because nobody else, guess what? Nobody else, Timer, uses a home phone anymore. And if you call it from a damn home phone, ain't nobody else going to call you because guess what? they don't got no damn home phone. Everybody calling you from a cell phone now. So it's kind of like they made you, they made you get a cell phone because you got to these days. You a home phone is not required.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's basically in a nutshell that is a programming of us, and I think it's more like an aspect of it's like the truth in plain sight. It's like just like we go in a world of demonic, it's programming us. Because if you notice, I give you another example. If you notice, there's a lot of movie about ascending, transcending, ascending.
Yes,
a lot of these movies. Why you keep giving me the same title on everything that's coming? You dig what I'm saying? It's like they put the truth in your face and you're thinking it's a movie, and actually they're programming you. Like, you know,
that's what
coming.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Or is it it's in your face and you being possessed and you don't even know it? So
exactly.
You're being possessed in
the
movie theater. You don't even know it.
Exactly.
So,
what's
the one? Just hopping out the movie theater. You're like, what the hell?
It's not even talking about it. It's really the industry or the powers that be are using movies to pretty move their agenda along. Because this thing about it is a lot of people go to those things. Netflix.
Well, the devil is very smart and crafty. If you were somebody on the dark side and you had to come up with a plan to see what can you do to get the whole entire humanity, the whole world, to
masses,
go along with whatever you want them to do, guess what's the best way? What do everybody have in their house?
TV.
Thank you. More than one.
Yeah.
So, if you ask me... hello. So I kind of think that, and when I'm talking like this, I'm kind of talking like, you know, it's not to bash somebody else who's like that person out there who's like, well, I don't agree with you saying that. You might be on the other side, and you might, you know, to somebody who agree with what's going on. You know, I'm not here to bash what you believe, but this is just my and our opinion. This is just our opinions of what we think. And being somebody who's woken up, I just see the world different. And I see the world like when you say unidentified, I don't see it as unidentified. I see it as identified. You know, why hide it? Why hide what is already known? Mm. You're hiding stuff that's known. That has been known since 1639. The first sighting is not Roswell. The first sighting was in 1639 in Muddy River, Boston. Okay? So if you want to go back, and then probably actually we can take it back before that. The first sighting was long time ago because Indians and the people who built the Egyptians, all those people used to see, they used to like write in their little writing, what's it called? What is the writing called? The writing. The Egyptian writing, what is it called? What do they call it?
Hieroglyphics.
Yes. They will put, like, if you look at some of the stuff, some of the things look alien. Some of the things, and they will point to the sun. As you look into the Indian background, a lot of the Indians, we all knew, when you talk about the sun god, like, you know, they would talk about a lot of the stuff in the sky. I mean, it was a lot of people talked about stuff that was going on in the biblical days. If you really read into it,
it seemed like
something was going on then. So we have to, Roswell was not the first time, trust me, okay? That was just one of the first time it went mainstream. But it was stuff happening before Roswell. Roswell was something that just got put on the map and people started talking about it and was more aware. But this has been going on for years. And if we want to look at it, you know, these beings, whoever they are, different races of them, have been visiting this place we call Earth forever. You get what I'm saying? We just don't know the information on them, so we think, oh, it's unidentified. So, you know, you don't know. You don't know who they are. But guess what? It's something called Google. And now you guys can go and look up, and there's so many of them that you can now go and see and introduce yourselves to all the different races. So
it's like what It's like when I was doing my research, it's like I ran across something that was talking about how back in the 1920s in an Egyptian dig, they found some relic that they tried to hide that the Rockefellers are holding. Because the things like that they found something that was alien back then.
Right.
So
I don't see the big secret. I just don't know why the big secret. Who cares? Honestly, I don't care. Like, if they would, if something, like if they say, oh, alien exists, oh, good, great. I don't care. Like, honestly, I'm not really into the whole alien thing. Like, I'm not. Really, I'm not. So, but if they exist or not, I know they do, and I don't care. So it's kind of like one of those things, who cares? It's not a big thing that I'm just focused on. Like, I'm not. And I know that within the alien races, there are dark and light. So, I mean, that's great, but it's just something that really don't pique my interest. It just don't. So, you know, to the ones that are of light and they try to help people, I'm with that. And I like that because I know that a lot of them try to contact people and they try to speak and get people to, you know, like, because I know it's a lot of people here. It's so much going on this earth. You know, like, it's like the angels and the light side of these beings, they're working overtime right now because it's so much demonic activity going on right now. So it's kind of like they have to get the reinforcements down here to help, you know, like, control what's going on because it's like an infestation. It is.
All
it's
demonic
an infestation
movement.
Of demons right here. It's like, for it's real.
It's a real demonic movement going on right now. That's people are really not seeing it. They're not really. James, you joking? They're literally holding conventions right now.
What is the name of those guys that used to be in? They all went to jail. The black guys. They used to be called BMF. It's like a BMF movement of demons. They are everywhere.
She didn't go Big Meech on us. She went Big Meech on us.
Right. Sometimes you got to break it down for people who don't understand what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about. They are like a lot of them, but just put like maybe 10 times more. It's a lot of them, and they're taking over.
And I really want to reiterate. I really want you to reiterate, last year this just happened, and within a year this just happened. They really have changed. The climate of the world have changed so much in 1 year. Y'all really need to be aware of that. Just 1 year this happened.
Yeah, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, big time.
What do you think, do you guys think that it's, do you think that some of these aliens are, should we be threatened by any of these aliens, because there have been people come out that said that some of them are not nice. And so, because we talked about the good ones. I have talked about the good ones. I know there are good ones. But when you have good ones, you got to believe that there are bad ones. Do you guys think that some of these beings are bad and maybe the cause of people disappearing and stuff like that?
That's a good one. Well, I feel that if there's good and bad people, why can't it be the same way for aliens? I think there's good aliens and there's bad aliens, and it's very possible that some of these people that have disappeared off the face of the earth, literally, you know, when they use that terminology, disappeared off the face of the earth, it might be because some of these aliens that abduct them, maybe. It's very possible. I mean, I can see that. It's not out of the realm of possibility to me. I mean, I'm very open-minded
alien,
when it comes to
these. Do you
guys
consider it a demon? Is an alien a demon? Like certain the dark ones, like the grays, are they demons? Or are they just, entered? What are they? Do we know what they are?
I don't think it's demon. I'm not gonna give it my opinion. I don't think it's demon.
I agree with you.
But like the gray ones, but I think the gray ones are ducting and doing research because you research what you're trying to conquer. That's what the evil is coming from. You research what you're trying to dominate. So if we snatch a couple of these and see what makes them tick. How can we break them? What was their will? What can they do? And you research them, and like you said, these people that disappear off the earth off the planet of the Earth, there are research being researched to see how they can conquer. That's why I believe, on the other hand, the technology we're learning, the other aliens are here, infiltrated us and say, hey, y'all need to get apart because something is coming. Something is bigger than you is coming. And like I say, you don't want to be like the situation of Independence Day thinking, hey, they're coming to visit and they blowing up stuff. And you're not a peer,
yeah, right.
You know. And I'm just using that as a fictitious thing. But the thing about it is, we are a nation that are a nation or people that's so gullible. Sometimes they can walk right in on us and wouldn't even know it. Take over.
Yes.
You know, literally take over, and we would not know it. Period.
Well, we have 3 more minutes, you guys, and I want to say we'll stay on about 5 more minutes. So if you want to call in. Call in if you want to continue to listen for 5 more minutes because we're going to go off in 3 minutes. So if you're tuning in live, it's just going to shut off on you. So you can call in 646-595-4038 to continue to listen real quick, and you can continue the conversation when it turns off on you. So do you we're agreeing that they're not demons because I heard people say they are. The grays, at least, are demons, but I don't agree with that. I think they're separate. I don't think they're demons. I think that the grays are the researchers. And like you said, I do agree that if somebody is researching you, that means you want to know what your opponent is, or you want to know more about them. Why would they research us? Why would they want to keep, you know, taking somebody and abducting them and doing certain stuff with their body if you don't plan to do anything with it, right? And I don't think it's by mistake. So I agree with you with that. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, if you remember that classic show V, you know, the original.
I think it's
like that, where they live among us like that, and they are friends, but the difference is we don't know they're aliens.
If you mentioning that show, and it's so funny that you mentioned that show. The second one they made, the newer one, if you notice, it went off TV. It don't come on anymore. And you gotta look at certain stuff like that. It used to be a show on called 666. What was it called? It was called you know, the hotel movie where the devil was the owner of the hotel.
Yep, I remember that.
I mean,
that
was, the TV show
with the Vanessa Williams. 666.
Yeah, Vanessa Williams.
The name of the
what
street.
Was the show called?
All right.
What was
it was 666. It was like a hotel, like a street. 666 like Broadway. 666 Broadway. 66 something like it was a hotel where the devil lived
the
owned the
hotel.
Hold on, Angela's about to tell me because I know she knows. Park Avenue 666. Yes.
I remember now. I used to watch that show religiously.
That's right.
And it was. Yes,
and
I watched the show, James. I watched the show when it first was being advertised. It caught my eye because I was just like, and look, nobody knew about it. And I caught my eye and I said, I'm going to watch the show. Because this show, I bet you, I said it, I called it. I said, this ain't going to stay on long. When I saw the first episode, this ain't going to be on TV long. Because what happened was, if you notice in the first episode, did y'all see what happened?
Tell me about it.
The guy sold his soul to the devil years ago.
Devil. Mm. Yep.
Remember the giant orchestra player? And in the first scene, what happens? He goes home, and the devil comes to collect his soul, and he dies.
That wasn't even the first 5 minutes of the movie. I remember it was like
the first five minutes of the movie.
Damn.
Right. Yep. And when I saw that, I said, oh, this show ain't going to stay on long. That show was, it was good writing. It was a good show. And to me, it was so much truth in that show that it could not stay on that long.
It didn't even stay on the whole season.
Everybody was confused.
It disappeared.
Because it was a good show. Yes.
We have a caller on hold.
That's deep, though.
Okay. Let's take the caller.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Area code 904. You're on Vem City right here on Dial House Radio. Hello?
Yeah, hello? 904? Yeah. I hear him. He's off.
Oh, okay. Maybe they don't want to talk.
Guess not.
Well, we definitely, I thought that was in-your-face type of show where it wasn't going to last. The same with the Z When I first saw that one of those episodes, I said, this ain't gonna stay on TV.
And it was a fantastic, it was so much truth in V. It was, the new one was just in your face. It was directly in your face, just letting you know it's gonna happen. They're gonna take over, and this is how it's done. And it didn't even last a whole season. It lasted
what about,
like eight episodes and gone.
What about
gone.
Alien Nation?
That was Alien Nation. I love that show too.
Yep, that was another one, and it didn't last long.
Oh, fuck.
But here's the biggest one that really kind of stand out with, since we're talking about this, it was a movie that came out from Roddy Piper years ago called
They Live Among Us. Classic.
And the only way you could see them, they look like you. They were living, they were eating, they were working. And the only way you could see them, you had to have these special sunglasses to see them.
And he
had these glasses on, and so you could see all their agenda, their signs telling them to consume.
Yep.
It was so much truth in that movie that really made me look at the world in a different view from just that one movie.
Exactly. Love that movie. Very underrated movie.
What was that famous saying,
Goldberg, when Piper goes in like in that bank and he says, I'm here to kick ass and I have bubblegum, I'm a lot of bubblegum or something?
He said, I'm here to kick ass and give out bubblegum, and I'm fresh out of bubblegum.
That's the part I like. I like that line.
So that was, if you've never seen that movie, really see Indy.
I love that movie.
See that movie, and you're going to be like, wow, they pretty much put it right in your face.
I think John Carpenter made that movie, I think.
But that's the thing. If you put it right in their face, and see, the way the devil works is we put it in your face, it basically, it's like doing it behind your back, but not behind your back because you thought it was a joke, but it was really the truth. And the best way to hide the truth is in plain sight.
Plain sight.
If you put it in plain sight, then the truth was always there in front of you. But guess what? Most humans don't use 5% of their brain where they don't even know the truth exists. And the whole time you was on a scavenger hunt looking for the truth was sitting right
there. It was right
there,
right in your face.
Thank you. Exactly. Mm. So, yes. Well, we have come to a quote. Go ahead.
It just makes me think of what my grandma used to say about it. It was the exact same thing he said. He said, while you're digging for the truth and you're digging in the dirt for the truth, but the actual truth was the shovel you used to dig. It was right with you the whole time. So, you have to just use your mind. That's why I just want people to use their mind. I'm good. Go ahead.
Exactly.
When you're somebody that deceives people, when you deceive people, you're there to lie to them and tell them lies, not to tell them the truth. You want to deceive them. You want to put the wool over their eyes. You know, and most of the time people are being deceived so much these days, they don't know the truth from the lie. You know, you don't know because you're so used to, like, I think some people are so, like, you're just so naive and your brain hasn't grown up where you're easy to be deceived these days.
You're being used to being lied to.
There's so much truth that's in your face and still you choose to go with the opposite. And you don't want to wake up, and you don't want to see something else, and maybe take your brain to the next level and say, you know what, maybe this sounds right, and this could be true, you know.
Exactly.
This was an awesome show, y'all. I thoroughly enjoyed this one.
It went by so fast.
Exactly.
I enjoy all of our shows. I think every Vamp City is, when we come on the show, we do our research on our own, and we don't collab with our research, me and my co-host. But we're also here to teach each other. So if I don't know something, and if you did more research than me, then I'm here to learn too. And that's one thing. When you are putting yourself in a teacher position, trust me, teachers never stop learning. And we're all teachers, and we're all here to learn. And just like all the listeners, you're teachers. So we're here to learn and share. So if it's something that I don't know, correct me, because I'm not that person who has an ego where I'm like, oh, you can't tell me nothing. Like, That's stupid. You will never ascend, since we're talking about ascending. You will never ascend if you think, you know, with your ego all the time, if you're using your ego and putting it out there that you can't learn anything and you know everything. Trust me, you're human. You don't know everything. If you knew everything, you wouldn't be right here in this body and you wouldn't be here on earth right now. You'll be somewhere else. So,
ascending.
You'll be ascended. You already be ascended. Right.
What's homework for next week?
Homework for next week. Actually, I'm going to have to just give it to you guys because I got to come up with some other topics. So we have homework, guys, but I'll give it to you. Give me to Tuesday night, and I'll give you guys your homework.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we'll announce it on Vamp City page. You guys, if you want your homework, go to Vamp City Show on Twitter page tomorrow night, and I'll give out the homework assignment. So if you want to research with us what the topic is for next week.
Right.
We're going to do our final thoughts with my cast. Timer, what's your final thoughts?
Great show. See you next week. Salute. That's all I got to say.
Short and
great
sweet.
Show.
Short and
I love
sweet.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Cobra. You can go next. I go last.
Well, my thing is I don't want you to be afraid. Always use your mind, like India said, there's a thing called Google. Whatever doubts, whatever thing you think you may not know, be quick to research it and research your research, because knowledge is truly the power, and the more you know, the more aware you are, the more wolf you can be. Don't be a sheep. That's it.
There you go, and I second that notion, and like I was going to say, always keep an open mind. Never think you know it all. Just like Andrea just told you all out there, look into stuff, learn stuff. It's okay. You don't listen to what everybody else said. They think they know it all. Okay, whatever. You do your own thing. You know, you want to learn about something, and you don't believe, you know, you think someone else is saying something that you want to look into. Go ahead, look into it. That's what it's there for. That's what it's there for, to go look up stuff. But besides the library, besides Google, look it up. It's there. Just, you know, take the time to do it when you can. And trust me, you learn more broader things than you ever thought you can possibly imagine. And trust me, you know, that's something you should do when you have the time to do it, you know, instead of doing other things that, you know, watching reality TV or whatever. Anyway, I digress. But that's one to grow on. That's all I have to say. As far as now, anyway. Did we lose Indy?
Cobra.
Oh, there she is. Okay.
Cobra.
I've already said my Cobra. Cobra already spoke.
Yeah, Cobra spoke.
You spoke that quick.
I'm done.
What were you doing?
I'm right here.
You didn't hear what he said?
I spoke before.
Are you serious?
I spoke before James.
Yeah, I said, yeah, I was last.
Yeah, you sounded the same. Anyway.
Okay.
I rebuke you, Satan.
Wow. Damn.
I didn't hear nothing. It was like it tuned out of that. I didn't hear nothing. That's crazy. That was weird. what I definitely want to say to everybody or anybody who's out there listening right now, you know, just I say this every week, but I want to encourage people to continue to open their minds up and wake up, because the time is winding down. And when I talk about that, I don't mean, like, I'm not scaring anyone, but just take notice that just be aware that, you know, if you're somebody who believes in spirituality and you believe in God, just know that time is of the essence right now, and you need to definitely just figure out, you know, where you are at right now spiritually. And I feel that it's a lot of people out there who are so confused. They don't know which way to go. You want to fit in, you want to do this and do that. And I think that we need to go back to this square one of being ourselves, being who we are. And, you know, and so many people are losing themselves trying to keep up with all these demons out here. And it's so many. And I think that, you know, they don't have to jump inside of you anymore. They can walk right next to you and persuade you to do the things they want you to do. And I think that so many people are being caught up right now. And you got to be smart. You got to be alert. Don't be distracted. Be alert. Be aware. Because they are trying to get at you. Trust me. So I definitely want people, like my listeners, to wake up. Just wake up and just look. Like when you one of those people looking in your rear view to see who's behind you, to see if the police are around, you need to do that with these demons. You need to open up your eyes to see who's around you because sometimes they're closer than you think. Start looking at your circles, who you surround yourself with. You know, why mm-hmm. things are not going the way they're supposed to in your life because who you surrounded by, and I say this all the time, but maybe I say this all the time because maybe somebody has not gotten the message. And after a while, the message that you're getting, you're not going to get them no more because something has to happen bad for you to understand that this is what you're supposed to, you need to move on. And sometimes it's too late because your last chance could be your last chance where it's no more. So we need mm-hmm. to wake up. We need to wake up because demons don't come to laugh and joke with you. They come to kill, okay, and destroy, and that's it. That's it. That's it. So I'm sorry. So that's all I want to say, and I definitely appreciate you guys tuning into the show. Be fearless. Be brave. Be strong. Don't let nothing scare you. And always speak your mind. Research. Be smart. Pick up a book. Go to Google if you don't like reading. Google things. And never, don't be stupid. Don't be dumb and sit there in the dark and wait for people to tell you something. Go out there and do it yourself. Research. There's no need for people to be stupid in 2015.
Stop being lazy.
Right. Yep. I love you guys. Yep. We'll see you guys next week. Okay. Yep. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Adios, amigos.
Yes, buenas noches.
Started conversation. You were looking.